USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice has received $2.3 million of the ransom Colonial Pipeline paid to the hacking group DarkSide, the FBI obtaining the password to the hacker's Bitcoin account. During a news conference, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco saying, "Today we turn the table on DarkSide." She also said,
"Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable, but when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response."
Two people will be arraigned on Tuesday for a road rage shooting that left a six-year-old dead in Southern California. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spritzer is praising law enforcement for their efforts to find the suspects. A couple, 24-year-old Marcus Ertz and 23-year-old Wynn Lee, were arrested Sunday night for killing Aiden Leos. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The White House is responding to criticism as to why President Biden didn't post a commemoration of the 77th D-Day invasion on Sunday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters,
"Well, I can tell you that certainly the his value for the role that men who served on D-Day and the memory of them, the families who have kept their memories alive over the course of years on this day, is something the president has spoke to many, many times in the past. It's close to his heart, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's more we would have to say on it."
Yeah. The White House briefing room also returning to full capacity. Major airline executives want travel between the United States and the United Kingdom to be more convenient. They're calling on President Biden to allow UK travelers to freely cross the pond if they are fully vaccinated or can prove they've tested negative for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers are taking note regarding the recent string of cyber attacks.
In the wake of another cyber attack against a major company in the U.S., many are looking at how to prevent the next one and what to do about those who perpetrate those crimes. Representative Chris Stewart says the NSA has the tools to go after the foreign criminal operations that have been blamed for a series of recent hacks. The Utah Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. needs to be more offensive with its cyber warfare.
The NSA has certain capabilities, and of course we can't discuss that much, and I understand why they are reluctant to use those capabilities. They could go and destroy these networks, but they don't want to, in some cases, indicate the power and the tools that they have. But at some point, you have to reach, reach a conclusion. This is the appropriate thing to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Islamic Emirate has informed all Afghans who helped the U.S. forces as contractors and interpreters over the last 20 years that they will not be harmed once the military involvement ends in September.
There's an estimated 18,000 Afghans who helped the coalition forces over the past two decades, who now fear retribution from the Taliban. In a statement, the Islamic terrorists said these people should show remorse for their last actions and not engage in such activities in the future that would amount to treason against Islam and against the country. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.